Hey everybody, my name's Lizzie Malt and you're listening to The Conscious Podcast.
Welcome to The Conscious Pod. My name is Carlo Cirillo and this is your place to cultivate wisdom, awareness, life insights to raise your being and become more conscious in your daily life. Hey Conscious Fam, welcome to episode 42 of The Conscious Podcast. On this episode, I shared a conscious conversation with my lovely friend, Lizzie Malt. Lizzie is a business strategist, success coach, podcast host, and CEO of Wild Success. We dive deep into topics including her off-grid lifestyle, her experience backpacking the world, living minimally, trying many things, piggybacking off old passions, letting go of a dream for something more, living in the now, creating your own wild success, and so much more. I am so grateful we finally caught up after planning this conversation for months. It was so worth the big drive up to Byron Bay and into the rainforest to hear more on Lizzie's story. This episode is full of amazing energy, insights, and wisdom. I really enjoyed this, and I hope you do too. Lizzie, how are you?
Hi, I'm so good, Carlo.
That is so good to hear. What have you been up to today?
I've been cleaning my house because I'm so excited you've come to visit me in the forest.
Thanks for cleaning up. It looks great. Let's paint a picture here. Where are we? We had to use a map to get here.
So
what's where are we right now?
So we are in the Northern Rivers. We are in a place called Upper Burringbar, which is just outside of Mooloolambah, northwest of Byron Bay. It's a 30-minute drive. I live completely off-grid, 100%. Carlo can now vouch for that because he's done the house tour. So we are literally surrounded right now by a beautiful little valley, subtropical plants that are just ridiculously green and encompassing our house.
Yeah, it's so refreshing and just bliss. Like, it's literally rainforest around us. We have uploaded photos, but when this comes out, you might not see it, but we'll get a snap together and put that up on Instagram because this is just crazy. I've never seen so much green. Like, I'm from a small town that was flat, no hills, just straight roads, whereas this is like up mountains, winding paths, dirt paths.
Dirt roads, yeah. Extreme.
Crazy.
I can totally understand. It's really different. The first time I came here 12 years ago, I was like, I need to live here. So my partner grew up in the house next door. So I was like, oh, this is the best. Like, this is awesome. Because like you, I grew up flatlands. Well, it's kind of like rolling hills.
Yeah.
But more like pineapples and dairy cows and like fruit and veg, not trees. Like, trees did not exist. And all I wanted was a kid was like, I just want to be in the trees, in a mountain or on a mountain. Here
and,
I am.
And you got that. And you've got your family here as well and two young kids.
That's right.
Awesome. Such a cool place to grow up as well, if I was a child. What are you most excited about in life right now?
Oh, this year is so juicy.
Yeah.
Like, my word for this year is expansion. Expansion in all things. But this year, I am, as a family, we're taking our kids backpacking.
Oh.
I'm so excited. So, cool. My husband and I have traveled a lot and we're minimalists. Full stop. So when we go backpacking, we're talking like minimal luggage. Everyone gets one backpack each. No more. I'm serious. Don't laugh. So we're going to take them to Japan. We're going to spend 3.5 weeks in Japan backpacking around. And that's one of the highlights, I think, for this year. So I'm so excited to do that and just show them culture and just a different way of living and life because, the world is amazing.
Yeah. That'd be so cool. So, when are you going to do that? What are you thinking?
End of June. So, end of June, July. So, it'll be summer over there. So, we're going to the north of, the North Island.
So, I've obviously just moved into my van and gone pretty minimal, but this is like next level minimal backpack only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. No, we did South America with 35. Well, I had 35-liter backpack. I can probably show you. It's tiny. And he had a 45-liter backpack, and that's all we had for 6 months.
Whoa.
Yeah. And we're talking like going to the Altiplano, where Plano, I can't pronounce it, Altiplano, yeah. And it's freezing cold. You wake up and it's minus 30.
Yeah.
But then it gets to like 30 degrees in the day. So you need like the super cold stuff, the hot stuff. And you know what? You learn to let go.
Yeah.
You don't need stuff. Like, you just let go and you acquire what you need as you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not being attached to like items and collecting and hoarding stuff.
Yeah. I am the worst. I throw everything out.
Yeah.
I'm not a hoarder. We had this discussion the other day.
You need to meet my mum because she hoards everything.
It's funny. Yeah. So does my parents. They build sheds for their stuff. And I'm like, really? I'm like, I don't need anything.
That's a separate podcast called The Hoarding Podcast.
Yeah.
We got in touch maybe 6 months ago, probably more.
Yeah.
And I was on your podcast, which is Wild Success. And that's kind of where I met you. Not physically, what's the word? Technologically? Through the screen.
Through the cyberspace.
Yeah, yeah. And we had a good chat on there and loved your energy and loved what you were about and had a good chat on your podcast. And then we've kept in touch ever since. And I was like, I'm getting you on mine, but I do all mine face to face. So when I come to Byron or around this area, we're going to do it. And you're like, yes, lock it in. And I didn't actually think I'd be driving an event. I knew I was coming up, but I'm actually here. And it's like perfect alignment to do this, to sit down, to have this conversation. But I don't know too much about your story. I know a bit, but not heaps. So for the listeners that don't know you and for myself, what's a wrap up of your life from start to now and everything you're doing now?
Okay, so where do I start? So first of all, I'm a business strategist, but I am also a success coach, hence Wild Success, which is the podcast that I have, as well as the new business that I'm starting this year. I grew up in the country, super farming family, and my whole life was about routines, working hard, doing all the stuff, like, you know, getting up in the morning, feeding the chickens, you know. I had a full-time job, like, pretty much when I was in high school. I wanted out. I wanted small-town living. I was like, this is not for me. I want to travel. I want to see the world. I just need to get out. So I left, went to uni, went and did art. And, yeah, I was just like, this is awesome. Ended up doing branding and graphic design. And I was like, this is where, like, I am really good at. Like, I love creating. Ideas are my thing. I then decided it was a really awesome idea to go traveling the world. I was young. I was like, yes, I'm out, checking out. So I flew to England when I was 20 and spent 2 years over there traveling around England, Edinburgh, and did a few other places through Europe, Turkey, the Czech Republic, and all the other countries everyone goes to, like Amsterdam, and that's not a country, the Netherlands. Yeah. Everyone goes to Amsterdam, right? But yeah, all the other countries. And yeah, it was a really amazing experience. And I got back and I was like, holy crap, I've had this huge experience in 2 years. I cut back and I think I was 23 and I was like, what do I do now?
Was that back to the farm?
No, I came back to the city. So yep. I was living in Brisbane at the time. So I grew up outside of Brisbane, 2 hours from a small town called Gympie, moved to Brisbane after I finished high school, came back from overseas, back to Brisbane. I was like, right, what can I do? And I was like, I'm going to start art classes. I was 23. I ended up running some of the best art classes, booked out art classes in Brisbane and taught in other people's businesses as well, how to draw. So we did life drawing, so full naked life drawing, so fun. And then I incorporated a lot of like burlesque ballet dancers and other like circus performers and stuff would come into my art classes and pose. And yeah, I ended up selling that business and me and my husband got married and went traveling. And that was through the South America, came back and we were like, we're never living in the city again. By the time also we weren't married just then yet either. So we traveled, came back, let's live somewhere else. And yeah, we ended up getting married, had a crazy 3-day wedding festival at my parents' place, which was super fun, and decided we wanted to find, some land. 'Cause both of us, like he's grew up in a hippie commune and I grew up in the country. So we had to like find a mesh place to like live. So I lived on the Sunshine Coast for 5 years. And in that time, this is kind of like my biggest moment in life where I was like, okay, we were food and travel writing. So I was blogging, I was writing for travel magazines, photographing travels and putting that in, but also had the blog and it was super successful. I ended up speaking at awesome places and we had to leave it behind. It was huge. And when we moved down here, which was 3.5 years ago, I couldn't write about food, sustainable living, because we were no longer doing that. I was living in suburbia in Mullumbimby. And the culture here has that, but it wasn't the same. I wasn't actually actioning what I was practicing. You know, like I didn't have my veggies. I didn't have my like chicken farm and stuff. So yeah, we had an organic veggie farm. I was like blogging on the side. And then yeah, wake up call happened and I was like, dude, need to change my life. What can I do? So I decided that I did a bit of soul searching. I had some kids as well along that journey as well. So that happened.
Are we advocating if you're soul searching, have kids?
No, not at all. I think my kids were actually like the trigger. My second especially was the trigger to like, okay, life needs to change. You know, and the same thing happened with my husband. Our daughter changed him. You know, that's why we got a job. He got a different job to move down here, the Northern Rivers. And, you know, closer to home. So that was good for him. But it made me change my work. Yeah. So that was really big. So, yeah, that's how I ended up becoming what I am now. Because I was like, oh, what I've been doing all along for free for others, helping people's businesses with branding and marketing. Like, oh, I could have been like getting paid to do that.
Yeah.
So now I do. Which is really good.
This is so cool. And it's something that's been a topic on the podcast for the last few episodes is that you meshed everything together. I'm stealing your mesh word. You meshed everything, all your passions, all the things you were good at, all the things you were doing anyway, together to then make a business and make money.
Absolutely. And that's exactly the truth. Like, I am not here now because of like, well, sorry, I'm here now because of the decisions and choices I've made. Yeah. And that hands down has put me where I am. And all those experiences that I've had, you know, I'm so much richer for that.
Yeah. You've got like a master's degree in life to get here. It's not like you studied one thing and that got you to where you are now.
True.
Yeah.
I'm a master of all. No?
Yeah. So let's go back to you were traveling. You left at what age was that?
So I first left when I was 20.
Yep.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah. What were some of those key values you got from traveling on your own, backpacking as a 20-year-old for 2 years?
Travel lighter. Yeah. I took a 65-kilo backpack with me to England and I remember getting there.
One of those massive backpacking ones.
Massive backpacks. Yep. And I was like, what a joke.
You didn't use half the stuff?
No. Yeah. I had a cool wardrobe. I was 20. I got there, I raised, I think, $1,000 Australian. And at the time when I left, it converted to £300. I had nothing lined up. I just got on the plane and I went within 2 days. And that's the thing, like you do what you want, right? You're just like, oh shit, I need money. I found a job within days, you know, like.
Be resourceful.
Resourceful. Yeah. Like you learn so much traveling, like so much. Like you just become. Your confidence, I think especially, like, is amazing. And I got some really great advice from older travelers before I'd left. You know, like, always walk with your head up, you know. Don't ever look down because, like, you're walking with confidence. So if anyone wants to, like, you know, pickpocket you or whatever, like, you're the one that they're not going to use because you're, like, walking with, like, purpose. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to use that. and I, you know, never got pickpocketed ever. Yeah. Which was, yeah, really, really good. I'm trying to think. There was something else that someone said to me. It'll come to me. So
that's all right. We can round back. Would you say you're living your purpose?
Almost. I feel like this year is the birth of the big things to like really like make it 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm in that creative birthing process right now, but I know that what I've got in store is that's full purposed. It's coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm on the path and it's, yeah, on its way.
Yeah. So, everyone keep tuned.
Yeah, absolutely. Big things happening here.
Awesome. I look forward to it. Would you say, no, that's what I just asked. What is success to you?
Oh, I love this question.
Mrs. Wild Success herself.
Well, this actually ties in with something else. my husband has always told me my whole entire life, live for today. No, sorry, what is it? Don't live for tomorrow, live for today. That's his saying. So we've been together for 12 years, I think. Possibly longer. Yeah, 12 years, I'll say. And that is his philosophy. And it's taken me probably 12 years to go, holy fuck, you're right. I come from the country. I work hard. Mm-hmm. I come from, like, people who, it's materialistic things. Yeah. Like, I'm going to work really hard so I can go and retire early. I'm going to go work really hard so I can go on the one holiday for 1 week and drive and for that whole entire week for my mm-hmm. holiday and not actually rest. My family don't know how to rest.
Yeah.
We're doers. I am still very much like that. I'm learning to not do. But yeah, wild success to me is like, life is so much more than conventional success. So what life is for me, look where I live. I'm surrounded by the forest. I am so happy. I am so much happier being here than in suburbia, cities, places. I can always go visit those places, mm-hmm. but I don't need them right around me.
Yeah.
And content, like just be happy, right? So whatever makes you happy, you do more of.
Yeah.
That's wild success.
So you've cultivated like your ideal environment and working situation, career and all that to suit you, to help you thrive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything's supporting me. Yes.
That is amazing. Touching on how you were talking about your parents, because mine are very similar, and I feel like my background's very similar to that. Would you say that came from their lifestyle of, let's say, with the cattle and stuff like that? It's a long-term process. You plant the seeds. Obviously, this comes into play with a lot of things in life, but you plant the seeds and to reap, obviously, long-term, many months later, the produce of whatever it is, whether it's the milk or the cattle meat or veggies. Whatever it is,
yeah.
Veggies. And if it doesn't happen, then that's it. Like, there's no structure or stability. It's always working on making sure that happens and stuck in that cycle every year of, we've got to work hard, we've got to do this, but it's doing just this.
They're stuck in a cycle.
Yeah.
And it's a behavioral cycle.
Yeah.
Like, we all have our own behavior patterns. Yeah. And they've been taught theirs, like our parents, you know, mm-hmm. from their parents, and then we've done the same thing. So, you know, farming, it's a cycle. Mm-hmm. You know, you do. You plant the seed, you watch it grow, but you need it. There's so many things in its favor or against it. You know, the weather. If it doesn't rain, you're fucked. Like, seriously, like recently.
If you get too much sun, it's bad. Too much rain, it's bad. Yeah.
It's like there's so many
outside
factors that input, like, you know, stop them and their livelihood. And that's the thing, like, I think not necessarily always farming, but it's that mentality, like, they save everything for the last minute. I bet you your parents are very similar. Like, they keep things that you give them for a rainy day because it's just so special.
We might need it as well with other stuff, like we need it, not
having resourcefulness.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, my dad's shed, like, oh, this nail could come in handy. I'm like, for what? Like, seriously, Dad? Like, you've got another whole packet in there. Like, do you really need it?
Yeah.
And it's funny because we are such a wasteful society now. Yep. So wasteful. And I get it. Like, I am really resourceful too. Like, you know, I've had many years in kitchens as well. And, you know, I can recycle any food into something else. But that comes from, like, that frugal living.
Yeah.
Recycling and keeping.
Yeah, but living on minimal so you're not collecting heaps of stuff. And
Yeah, but they keep it just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I really do. But is it really necessary? Because that's the other thing is like, well, you know, oh, I've got this old stereo, but it just sits there just in case, but you're going to buy a new one. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need the new stereo? You're going to really fix the other one? Why don't you just get rid of it? Give it to someone else who might need it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep it for 50 years. Seriously. Love them. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same cycle.
That
like
cycle.
They keep buying the smaller things for instant gratification, but don't get the bigger things and give themselves the time to actually be in life.
Yeah.
Because they're so busy with farm work, animals. My parents also have like jobs as well. So it's like there's so much in life that keeps them busy in a cycle. Whereas, you know, you and I, like van life, rainforest life, it's like, well, I choose And it's coming back to decisions and breaking the cycle. So, yeah.
Awesome. What are you most proud of in life?
You know, this is one of the toughest questions I've ever been asked. And I loved it because I really had to think deep about this. And I'm going to refer to my notes now.
Yeah.
What did I have for this? Because it was really the hardest question. Okay. Obviously, my podcast now is probably like one of the most things I'm super proud of. Like interviewing incredible women gives me the goosebumps all the time.
Hey, and males.
Okay.
Or male.
Male. Actually, no, I have had males. Okay. I've had actually a few good males. Yeah, you too. No. So, focusing on the podcast and where it goes and the people I'm interviewing with, that's just awesome. And the energy and the goosebumps, just so good. But with my old blog that I stopped prior to like having my self-discovery moment, I was so proud of it. Like it was Australia's like top 10 food travel blog.
Wow.
Yeah. I was writing for publications. I had myself published. I spoke at Woodford Folk Festival about it. And just had an amazing following and community around it. And like a lot of them have followed me into what I'm doing now, but it was just such a huge, huge thing for me to like create this community from scratch into like such a big community. And I was so full of love, sustainable, like people who just, wanted to change the world. So that's pretty much like the biggest proud moment for me is like achieving so much with that. And I know that this business now is going to do a very similar thing.
Yeah. It'd be amazing, like groundwork to know that you're capable of doing that. Now let's do it with this.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what's really interesting is like doing it once, the second time around is kind of a bit like off-putting because you're like, oh, but I had like this and like...
I have to go through these challenges. Yeah.
But also, you know, I total disclosure, like back in the day, like when you had a Facebook ad, you'd spend $5 and you would gain 50 new followers for like your business. Insane. Like you don't get that now at all.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like it was so much faster to build an audience back then also because people weren't using the platforms like we all were. You know, like I was very savvy with blogging and social media and how to use ads. It was huge, but it's not the same now. It's very challenging now.
Yeah, overpopulation, everyone's doing it, yeah.
Yeah, because it's so easy, right?
Very true. What is the worst thing that has ever happened to you and how is that the best thing that has ever happened to you?
So this goes back to my story. So when we were on the farm on the Sunshine Coast, I had the travel blog, we had an organic veggie farm and I had like farm gates and had this amazing community. My daughter was a year old and my husband's like, this can't happen because he was fly in, fly out. So he was 2 weeks away in Papua New Guinea, 2 weeks in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah. So with a one-year-old, it's like pretty crazy. however, being a little girl, he's like totally smitten and was like, I love him, like love her so much. And I'm like, I can't be away from her. So he got a job down here. So we moved down here. My whole life was turned upside down.
Everything you had set up.
Everything that we were working towards because we were going to open up like I was running workshops and cooking classes there, which was super fun. But that all had to stop. I didn't have the facilities in a rented house in the Northern Rivers.
Yeah.
However, we had a community down here of friends and family, whereas it took us 5 years to build that where we were. So it was one of the hardest, and I actually cried about this yesterday talking to my husband about it. I was like, I really miss the place. Like we were on top of a hill, perfect view, ocean, some trees, not too many trees, but still trees. And it was just so beautiful. And it felt so good to be surrounded by amazing people there. But now having to leave that behind was, one of the hardest things I ever had to do. Learning to let go of your dreams, that was like, that was it.
Mm. So you had to shift everything. Like whatever you were doing, you just had to stop it.
Yeah.
Start new here.
Well, I didn't have to. Like the blog is, you can take anywhere, right?
Yeah,
you can always take a blog. But when you've like always been talking about sustainable living and that sort of stuff. And like I was doing farm posts, like how to grow a potato and what, how to cook with it. And like all these cool fun stuff about like that side of things and how to do it organically. I didn't have that available like for me, where I was, where we moved. I think I stuck with it for maybe 4 or 5 months where I just wrote about different farmers locally down here and did some food stuff, but it didn't feel right.
Yeah.
The community down here is very wholesome, very organic, which is great. Like they were already doing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't need to educate the people that I lived around down here, but I knew there's a larger audience that needed to know about it. But yeah, it just didn't feel right. So I was like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you start pushing yourself,
yep.
And like, you're just like, I can't even write a sentence. Like, you know, like that's really hard.
Yeah. You don't feel passionate or inspired while doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. But leaving our dream property. Yeah. That was hard.
Yeah.
Totally the hardest. But now look where I live.
Yeah.
So happy.
It's one of those. And again, that's why it's structured like that, because it's finding the gratitude, finding the opportunity, finding the goodness in those bad things that happen. Like at the time, like you said, like you were crying about it, and like it was the worst thing, because it would have been. It was everything you had built over years, probably.
Yeah.
To have that taken away isn't a nice thing. We're not saying it's a great thing, but it then led you on to a different path.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because the funny thing about this question, which I love, is that I'm an optimist. I don't see a lot of bad in a lot of things. And when that's the thing, this happened, 3.5 years ago. I've moved on so much since then.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've forgotten about it. To really think of something that was really upsetting and hard, like, yeah, you forget about it. Like that moment is so small compared to what's ahead. So small.
Mm-hmm. What is the best advice you've ever been given?
Don't live for tomorrow and live for today. My husband.
Thanks, hubby. Yeah.
Honestly, best advice.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want me to explain it more, but honestly, that's his tune. He's Mr. Zen.
I am going to say explain it more.
Cool.
Just for the listeners.
All right. So my husband, obviously, you know, you're sitting where he grew up. His parents are backpackers as well. World travelers, but they are like the Zen masters. Like, you know, my mother-in-law explained, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm learning meditation. I have been so much for the last year. And she's like, I don't need to meditate. I just go outside and sit and look. And I was like, really? Like your mind can just stop? And she's like, yes. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. Like, how is that possible? My father-in-law, you know, he's just so chilled. Like he'll just walk away from like a conversation and just go and get a book and read, because that's what he feels like doing. Like if he decides he wants to do something, he just does it. But they're all very accepting. But they acknowledge that when you go, say, for example, traveling, you know, when you rock up somewhere and you're like, I'm not paying $60 to go in here. And you're like, that's something like a story I would tell myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that person anymore. What if you're only there once?
Yeah.
What if you're only there once? What if you only ever get to like some place outside of Chengdu in China that you can't even pronounce, and you're like, there's an amazing ruin on the other side of this fence, but I have to pay $60 Australian to get in there to see it. And I can kind of see it from here. What do? You go do it. Because here's the thing. Right now, I had that situation, probably 9 years ago. I don't remember how much it cost us to get in, really. Like, I'm just using $60 as an example. But I remember actually going, how grateful that I decided to go in and mm-hmm. do that. Like, those moments where you go, oh, actually, how good is it right now? Like, right now in this moment. So, so beautiful. So, I've been practicing that and recalibrating my learnings and behaviors from my husband for years, and I tell you now, it's taken me a long time. I can fully say I own that statement, because I wasn't in that statement.
Mm. And it reminds me back to so many times where I've done the same thing, because it's like, again, the programming and all that in my mind was like, don't spend that money, like you could need that for another day, or yeah. You know, you don't need to. Do I really need to have this experience? And it's like, life is about experiences.
It's like, yeah, I'm trying to think. That dress, I don't know, for me, okay? You're like, oh my God, it's so awesome. You try it on.
Yes, I have
on.
That feeling all the time.
I know, dresses. I'm just like, it's probably like the worst thing for you. Anyway, yes. Dresses. Maybe it's a pair of sneakers, but you're like, I really, really want them.
Mm-hmm.
Go fucking buy them.
Yeah.
Because what if you're going to get to wear them for the next week? You know, you don't know how long life is. Like, and you're never going to remember, one, how much that dress cost. But I'll tell you what, you're going to remember all the shit that you did wearing that dress and how awesome you felt wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
I can relate that to booking flights.
It's yeah.
Like, yeah, look, I could save that money. I could not go. But exactly like you said, something could happen in 6 months' time and I not be around anymore. And if I didn't take that flight...
Yeah, that's the worst case scenario, right? Mm. Like, what? So for me, like, I want to go hiking in Nepal. It's probably not going to happen just yet. I'm planning for it. Yeah. I've got two small kids, so yes. It's a little bit different. Yeah. But we're testing out Japan first. But that's the thing, aiming for that. But, you know, I'm going to work towards it. And yes, that's in the future, but I'm going to do the small things to still feel that experience, which is taking my kids backpacking,
mm-hmm.
booking those flights to go there. Because... if I can't get to Nepal, I can get to Japan.
Yeah.
You know, what's the easiest way to get me to that place as well? So, yeah, live in the moment, be grateful for what's around you and just revel in how amazing life is.
Yeah.
So good.
That is an amazing message. What advice would you give your 16-year-old self?
I was such a rebel. Be polite. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so my advice to myself was that you can have anything you want. Anything. You just need to make the courageous decisions to have it. I actually spoke to you a little bit earlier today about something crazy I did 2 days ago because it all comes back to fear. So make courageous decisions and lean into fear is my biggest thing that my 16-year-old self could do because... I'm 35 and literally 2 days ago, I got my ears pierced for the first time ever. Like I've had my nose pierced, I don't even know what this is called, labret, I think it used to be called back in the day, below your lip and near your chin pierced. You know, I've done that, but yeah, for some reason when my mum said no to me when I was 10, I was like, I just took it. I was like, oh my God, really? Like I can't do that? Dude, make the decision. Like, what do you want? Chase it. Lean into it. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Like, I got on a plane to go to England at 20 years old with £300 in my pocket to, like, spend. That's all I had. That was one of the most scariest things I've ever done. Like, imagine, you know, like, £300 ain't going to get you far. £300 Australian dollars ain't going to get you far. Like, if you had nothing but the clothes on your back, what do you do? I didn't have anywhere to stay, you know, like just, yeah, that's what I tell my 16-year-old self. And also not to forget it because I feel like at some stages through my life, I've probably forgotten it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Tattoo it on your wrist so you see it every day.
Yeah. Lean into fear. Don't forget. You can have everything you want. Make the choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a great tattoo. Watch people get that after this episode. Yeah, I think I can really relate to that because at 16, I did the same thing, moving away from home. Then at 19, I moved to Europe by myself. And even right now, you know, leaving everything to buy this van and go on this adventure and live this lifestyle, so much fear came up. But every time I've taken, like my mind goes crazy over what's the worst case scenario? This could happen. Parents come in. Oh, but what if someone steals you or whatever? It's like, yeah, okay, they can happen. Then they're worst case scenarios. But we as humans are adaptation machines. And I've found every time I've taken the leap, or whether it's even increasing your lifestyle to the next level of income or a new career, we adapt, but we also become resourceful, as you were saying, like you were when you were in England. You find jobs, you network with the right people, you discover new ways. If you're like, okay, let's use my example. I've just purchased this brand new van, which is amazing. My little vanilla, I call it.
FYI, it is spectacular.
Yeah. Still a lot of work to do, but it's great. It is more abundantly great for me right now. But it meant I never had a lease on a car. So now, where do I find that $500 a month? And it's like, okay, where's all these avenues going to come from? And I sat down, became resourceful, made a list of all these ways I can make more money, and there you go. Pick one. Do it. We can step into this fear. we will adapt. We can make it happen. It's, I think we just get caught up in those program beliefs, but then also the fears of, you know, what could happen. And it's like, well, you haven't done it yet, so you won't know if you don't try.
And the other thing with this is, like, we are actually programmed to avoid fear, like avoid fight or flight mode, you know, so...
Because if we did it, we would have been eaten. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I need to stay safe. You know, like, what if I, like, you know, take that one step that, like, is a bit scary, you know? Yeah. Like, well, what's going to happen? Like, what's the worst case scenario? You know, you will always find a solution. It's like, once again, going back to that, you know, live for today, you know, not for tomorrow, because you're going to, like, regret. Like, no one wants to live in regret. And I was thinking about this the other day as well. I was like, there's nothing that I've ever really regretted in my life, like made a bad decision about, you know, like, and that's a good place to come from. And that's the thing. That's also stepping into fear, like, and leaning into it and going, you know what, this is a bit scary, but I trust myself enough to do it. Cause that's the thing. Like, if once again, you know, you've got your van and life in that car, say, you've got to make the rest happen around you and you'll do it. We all would do it.
Yeah.
If that was what was served up to you, you just do.
Yeah. And whatever's feeling like really aligned to you to do, do it. Obviously, you assess situations.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in trusting your intuition, trusting your gut. I am very grateful, as zen as my husband is. He always plans for worst case scenario because of the line of work that he does.
Yeah.
So he's always like, what about this? What about this? What about this? And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I get that. But I think it's going to be good. Like, let's evaluate, like you said, you know, like, look at the pros and cons, see what the best choice is, go for it. But also know that when you're making that decision, you want a hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not a, oh, yes. It should be like, hell yes. Yeah. Like, that's what you want.
Yeah. I like to think of it as, like, I put it up on my Instagram the other day. If in 5 months you look back and you think that you'll be like, shit, I should have just done it then be like, yes, do it, figure it out afterwards.
I had a funny thing as well about this as well, because I read a book recently and said very similar, like, what you're worrying about right now, if it doesn't affect you in 5 years, let it go.
Yep.
Like, how simple. Like, I don't think 5 years ahead. I'm usually more like 3 months ahead.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's exactly that same principle. I'm just like, let it go. It doesn't serve you right now. Just, you do not need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you think people can become more fulfilled in life?
Oh, this is a good question. I'm going to say, let go of anything that you don't need. I really live simply. literally. but yeah, no. I don't keep anything I don't need. I use only what I need to use. Being fulfilled, like, it's just doing all the things that make you happy and doing more of them. Create, play, hang out with your friends, fill up your cup. Like, that's how you can be fulfilled. But also, yeah, like, keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
Love it. Simple advice, but effective.
Yeah.
What is a big problem you think needs to be talked about more in society?
Oh, this is going to be good for you. So, farming. Our food. Majority of people buy food from the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from a farming background, for me, I get really upset and a bit outraged. So, one, I used to have an organic veggie farm selling veggies. It was small scale, which was totally fine. It worked for us, but it took so long to, like, educate people that they could buy a bunch of kale from me that was 3 times the size of what they could buy at the supermarket for, like, half the price. Like, support your local farmers. If you have farmers markets, go support them. Go buy the veggies from them. Go talk to them and just sympathize. They do it so tough. Like, honestly, the weather is their biggest, like, thing. And yeah, just be aware of, like, where your food comes from. Like, for me, it's a huge one. We are lucky where we live. We have so many great farmers markets. I also, our local butcher actually grows his own cows.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know, like, I am a conscious shopper, so we buy where we can to support the people who actually produce our food. And I think a lot more people need to be doing that and more aware of actually where their food comes from. And, you know, Australian farmers, hats off to them. You know, there's drought, there's, you know, severe hailstorms that wiped out a whole bunch of crops earlier this year in southeast Queensland. So,
yeah.
They need as much love as we can give them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's conscious living.
Yeah.
It's supporting the community. It's supporting the people that are growing the good produce here. Because a lot of the time, a lot of stuff from the convenience store or the supermarket is very convenient and it's being conveniently made.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the funny thing. because I've worked for other farmers and things as well, like iceberg lettuce. There is no way in hell you can buy an iceberg lettuce organically, realistically, grown in soil in Queensland. You can prove me wrong, anyone in Queensland, FYI, but you need a cold climate to grow an iceberg lettuce because it's so closed, tight, water-dense vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're from, like, Melbourne, Tasmania, like, somewhere. You know, and I'm fine with hydroponics farm setups. That's totally cool. Like, that's fine. But, like, we have a green leafy person down the road as well. Like, that's where we get our greens from.
Yeah.
You know, you can find an alternative and you can find something that's grown by someone locally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, support local.
The message in there is, like, you don't need that lettuce that is not grown from your local person. What if I'm craving it? No, I'm joking. It's okay. It's all leaves.
But that's the thing. Like, we all, like, do not ever not buy the cod's lettuce or the iceberg if you really want it, okay? Like, do not do that. But
it's
I want you to make...
change my life, Lizzie.
Make, like, better choices. It takes a step.
Yes.
Like, yeah, making better choices. And, yeah. If you can't find a pomegranate, just go to the supermarket. That's fine, okay? Oh, you crack me up.
If this... Well, my grandparents, my nonna and nonno have the... They live 300 metres up the road. They have the biggest veggie patch. And it's amazing to go over because they're always like, oh, look at what I picked this morning. Here you go. And it's like, yep, great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Don't have to shop for it.
Yeah, and how fresh is it?
Yeah.
And also, how much better does it taste?
Yeah, especially because they don't use any chemicals because they know that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They still buy stuff from the supermarket, but at home, they're like, no chemicals because we know what we're spraying on them. We want to eat it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the same thing. Like, we had an organic veggie farm, but I tell you right now, I couldn't grow an onion to save my life.
Mm.
So, I'm still buying onions, but I choose to buy organic onions or, like, that's the thing. Like, you make those choices. And, you know... I don't buy organic macadamias because I'd hate to even know how much they cost. And I shouldn't think about that either. But you know, you make those choices. But if you can support someone locally just with like $15 worth of something, you're making their day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something is goes a long way.
Yeah.
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 If this was the last time you seen me and I asked you to teach me something tangible that I can use every day in my life to improve my life, what would you teach me? Now, by tangible, I mean a set of skills, a mindset, some sort of tools that can help me improve my life.
Write everything down. It is so powerful for us to declare, one, what we think and what we want.
Yep.
Write it down. If I gave you, if I had a pen right now, I'd pass it over to you. But if I asked you to write down what you wanted...
In life.
Like, yeah, what you wanted in life right now, I bet you that you would take probably 2 to 3 seconds, maybe 5, to actually pause, to actually really think about what you wanted to write.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big believer in writing down what you want and declaring it. So I'm a big one for journaling. I journal. I love journaling.
Same.
But if you don't write it down with intention, then you're not going to bring it forward.
Yeah.
It's just hearsay. Something whirling around in your mind. Now, with my journaling, I'm also going to quickly add that get everything out of your head. Brain dump.
Mm-hmm.
And write your list to do for tomorrow. I'm a really tactile person, so I have loads of bits of paper around my house, but I also, write everything down.
I'm very much the same. Van has notepads and,
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Like, get it out of your head and get it onto paper. Journal, like, your thoughts and feelings if you need. Brain dump if you need, but also set yourself up for the next day. Like, it's the last thing I do in my office. I have a to-do list for today ready to go, which I made yesterday.
Yeah.
Of a couple of things that I need to do today. And I'll do the same tonight before I go to bed. So I'm ready for tomorrow. I'm not starting empty.
Mm-hmm.
So my big thing is, yeah, write it all down. So you already know this. Yes. Now I feel like I've got to think of something else.
That's okay. For the listeners as well, which is great advice. It's something that I haven't shared, but it's like, yes, I'm on the same wavelength there.
Yeah, yeah. Write it down. Get it out of the head.
Yeah. Love that. How can I find my purpose, or how can people find their purpose?
I don't think it's easy. It takes a, like, it's a journey. Like, your purpose, like, it's a never-ending exploration of your own life. I'm 35. Yes, I'm almost living my purpose, but, you know, I've also, in the last 3.5 years, ditched my dream,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was my purpose also. You know, like, your purpose evolves and changes as you go. So I think the only way to acknowledge right now what's your purpose is to come into complete awareness of, like, what's true to you. Like, what makes you happy? What do you love doing? And am I happy and, like, about what I'm actually putting out into the world? You know, you and I spend a lot of time on social media. So it's like, well, what's my message? What am I sharing? Like, yeah. I think, yeah, purpose is a tough one. You really need to, like, tune on in to your intuition. Meditate. I'm a big believer in meditating and, like, just listening to your body. So being aware of your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and acknowledging them all, like, when they happen and what they mean. And I don't mean for everyone to go, oh my God, like, I said this or did that. Like, just know in some situations, like, if something's not quite feeling right, like, acknowledge it. That's obviously not your purpose.
Yeah.
You know, if your job is shitting you, like, look at what you're doing. Is it the things that you're doing? Is it the people that you're doing? Is it, like, your own story that you're telling? Like, can you change it? Find out what it is. Fine tune it. Make it better.
Mm-hmm.
It's a work in progress.
Mm. Love that. What is most meaningful to you in life right now?
Aw, you met them earlier. Such a cliche answer, but I do. I love my kids. I love my family. I'm so grateful. For them. I am so grateful for where I live. So grateful for where I live. But yeah, my meaningfulness. I don't know. I'm just my community, everything. I don't know. Like, I practice gratitude. I'm so grateful for everything. That's my answer.
It's a great great attitude and thing to practice as well daily.
Yes.
What impact do you want to have on others? Like the other people, the community, and the world?
I want to tell everybody that life is so much more than conventional success. That's my message. I want to tell everyone, I want everyone to know that what my success looks like and what Beyonce's looks like is, yes, completely different, but, you know, I'm happy. She's mm-hmm. happy. We're doing our thing. We're doing our purpose, and that's totally okay. You can be anyone, anything, and actually be wildly successful. So, and yeah, it can look like anything. If you want the jet ski, though, go get the jet ski. Yeah. But, you know, like, think about what you really want.
Yeah, it's unique to you. Yeah. I love that you've, oh, what you just said. There's so much I'm going to steal out of this and make quotes out of. So good.
I'm an earth goddess.
What does it mean to be conscious?
All right. You ready? This is good.
I'm ready.
This is what I was proud of.
I'm in a comfortable position right now. I'm ready for this.
Make wise decisions based on how it impacts you, others, and the earth.
Mm.
Conscious living and consciousness is awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And how you move through life, through, like, the earth, everything, and how you impact others. So being conscious is, yeah, being true
mm.
and moving gracefully.
Such a great answer. Love that.
Bam.
Is there, nailed it. Is there anything else you'd like to share with everyone?
That's a good question. I always ask this too, and I never thought that you would. So I'm like, actually, is there anything else? I don't know. Follow me.
Yeah.
Come check out the Wild Success podcast as well, and also watch this space, because something creative and really juicy is happening in Byron soon.
Yeah, the magic is coming.
Yes, the magic is coming.
It's brewing.
Yeah.
Where can people follow you? What's the links for that?
You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie_Moult, MOULT.
Yep.
Spelt. As well as...
How do people find your podcast?
Oh, that's a good question. WildSuccessPodcast.com. Yeah.
Awesome.
WildSuccessPodcast.com. Yeah, that's how you'll find it.
Okay, I'll provide all those links in the show notes as well, so people can just scroll down and you'll find all those clickable links in there to follow Lizzie and Wild Success and everything magic that is happening. And just to wrap up, like, I want to acknowledge you for the amazing human that you are, for all the lessons that you share with me, for being so vulnerable, so open, for taking time out of your day to spend it with me, showing me your amazing place in this just tropical paradise that you've got here. And I think there's so much wisdom in this conversation that we've had. And for you reaching out so long ago to ask me to come on your podcast, and then it was just such a natural alignment for me to go, I want you on this podcast. I want to sit with you, have a conversation, and it's been amazing. So thank you so much.
Oh, Carlo, I am so grateful that you're here. I am so thankful for this conversation. And I know that your podcast is just going to be blowing up this year with consciousness, and I'm so grateful that you made the drive up here.
Yeah.
All the way.
It was incredible. You're incredible. And look, guys, if you want to get in contact with either of us, if there's any value in this that's really stood out to you, that's triggered you, that's inspired you, reach out to Lizzie. Say, you know...
I love hearing from people.
Yeah, reach out. We respond to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us a lot of feedback on what we're doing and if it's actually relating to people. So... make sure you reach out, make sure you subscribe to both podcasts. They've both got so much value. And take care, everyone. Peace.
See you later.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen in on our conversation. Hopefully you got some insights and values to raise your awareness. If you like the podcast, please like, share on social media, and leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. I would really appreciate it. You can also keep up to date on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Both handles are at The Conscious Podcast, and also my personal account, which is at Carlo_Cirillo. Until next time, take care and be nice.